The Rotary Club of North Bay is hosting the Unsung Hero Service Award to honor 5 deserving individuals, nominated by community members, who recognized needs in the community and set out to address them through dedication and caring. The event takes place Monday evening at 5 at the Grande Event Center in downtown North Bay. Organizers say the winners exemplify Rotary's motto, Service Above Self. One of the nominators said it best, "Heroes don't always seek recognition, yet their efforts ripple through our community, creating lasting change for those who need it most." The recipients are Peggy Morrison for her longstanding work and leadership with the Open Arms Cafe, Leo Deloitte for his invaluable volunteerism with the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center, Mark and Leslie Lyons for their unwavering commitment to supporting children with autism spectrum disorder and their families, and Brian Eade, posthumous, for his advocacy work for the marginalized and homeless. Lyons' family recognized Mark and Leslie Lyons' unwavering commitment to supporting children with autism spectrum disorder and their families has made a profound and positive impact on both clients at One Kid's Place and the broader community. Mark and Leslie's son, Jack, had ASD and it soon became apparent to them that resources were not readily accessible or available and they set out to do something about it. Sadly, Jack passed away in April of 2022, but his parents' desire to celebrate his legacy continues to this day. Mark's dedication, with his wife Leslie by his side, is unmistakable in every aspect of his involvement with One Kid's Place. He generously donates his time, energy, and resources to make a significant difference, consistently going above and beyond to support events, provide one-on-one assistance to families, and educate the community. His tireless efforts ensure that children and families affected by ASD receive the care, support, and resources they need to thrive. One of Mark's most remarkable contributions to One Kid's Place is his steadfast support of the Jack Lyons Playground, a sensory-based space designed to enhance the lives of children and families. Peggy Morrison and Open Arms Cafe. Without Peggy Morrison's vision and leadership, the Open Arms Cafe may never have opened its doors. Upon retirement in 2012, Peggy started an outreach program for the homeless, called Out of the Cold, and she soon became aware that no meals were being provided for them in North Bay on Wednesday evenings. She did something about it. She recruited a group of volunteers at the St. John the Divine Church and in the winter of 2013, they started providing healthy, hot meals for the homeless every week. Spring came along, and although the need to stay out of the cold was no longer, Peggy recognized the need not only for food but also for ongoing socializing. So, she sought out a chef who wanted to give back to the community, and the Open Arms Cafe was born. The name came about after a client said there were very few places in the city that opened their doors with such open arms. Now, more than 11 years later, up to 160 people a week visit the Open Arms Cafe and Peggy continues to coordinate the meals, recruit volunteers, do public awareness, do fundraising, and most importantly, touch the lives of hundreds of disadvantaged individuals. She truly reflects Rotary's motto, Service Above Self. Leo Deloitte, an invaluable volunteer. Leo Deloitte is being recognized as an unsung hero for his invaluable volunteerism with the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center, going above and beyond what is expected. Over the past 5 years, Leo has dedicated countless hours of his time and experience as an urban planning professional, playing a key role in the concept, development, and project management of Suswin House, North Bay's first major response to the homelessness crisis. A 30-unit transitional housing building, Suswin House delivers wraparound services for homeless Indigenous men, who comprise an estimated 44% of the city's homeless population. Suswin has recently completed its first year of successful operations, providing a nest for Indigenous men who participate in programs designed to support their integration into employment and a stable community life. To make Suswin House a reality, Leo helped the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center navigate several challenges, such as ongoing and continuous funding and construction delays due to strikes, the COVID pandemic, and increased material costs. The center is forever grateful for Leo's endless and selfless dedication and leadership to the Suswin House project, as well as the Miskwadesi Cultural Learning Site on the Chippewa Creek Ecopath. The late Brian Eade recognized. Brian Eade, who passed away this summer, was a strong advocate for the people who experience homelessness in North Bay and those who are marginalized, both through work and volunteering. He became a close ally with the Compassionate Committee for the Homeless in North Bay, participating in their See the Person campaign, which puts faces to homelessness, aiming to change the negative narrative attached to the issue. He dared to share his story as a person with lived experience who, at one point, himself was homeless. Brian also advocated on the national level. Last fall, he represented the Nipissing District at the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness Convention, sharing what this district is doing to end the stigma about homelessness. And Brian's video, See the Person, was recently shared with the Director General of Infrastructure Canada. She remarked on the video's impact, stating that every person on the planet should see it. Brian passed away in June. People who knew him considered him to be a very compassionate, hard-working, sensitive individual who valued each person through his service with the Warming Center, the Healthy Community Ambassador Program, the Gathering Place, and Boots on the Ground, and as an anti-stigma advocate, all through acts of unselfish kindness. Brian's mark on the North Bay community can be felt not only by those who have been served but also by those who continue to serve the marginalized. Brian truly was an unsung hero. Brian's partner, Maddie Sexton, will accept this award on his behalf.